COVID-19 vaccines were developed with record-breaking speed and rolled out first to frontline healthcare workers across the country. But despite being first in line, many of those workers have decided to delay getting the shot. Amna Nawaz reports on the critical effort to vaccinate America's healthcare professionals.
You want to sign these out?
Since mid-December, Dr. Kathy Ferrer has been going nonstop.
We're holding these clinics Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
An infectious disease expert at Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C., Ferrer is leading the charge to vaccinate all staff who work at the medical facility.
You better go on and poke me and get it over with.
That's more than 8,000 people. And Ferrer says most have gotten their first shot, but not all.
1,500 straight out said, not getting that vaccine.
What were the reasons they were giving you? What was keeping them from getting it that first day?
I would say a lot of it was because they were being cautious in terms of, they were like, well, this is the first time. I'm not going to be the guinea pig. Other folks just had misinformation. Well, there's COVID in that vaccine. Or, you know, that's going to change your DNA.
Among the skeptical, Nurse Keetra Williams.
My first thought was, there's no way there's a vaccine available for COVID-19 this quickly.
Williams, a nurse for almost two decades, even warned her family against it.
They all looked to me for my professional opinion, and at the time I said, absolutely not. No one gets this vaccine. I mean, no one.
I was leery because, you know, it seemed like they were rushing things, you know, to hurry up and find something, and is it really going to work?
In Northumberland, Pennsylvania, Jane Kiefer, a certified nurse assistant for over 40 years, was worried about side effects. She changed her mind and got the vaccine, she says, after getting COVID, then losing her husband to a heart attack.
And I lost my husband a week after I had COVID.
So I'm sorry.
I can't afford to be sick. Nobody's around to take care of me anymore.
Across America's healthcare workers, the first in line to get limited vaccine supplies, recent surveys show about a third remain reluctant to receive the shot. Nationwide, mistrust of the vaccine has been highest among Black and Latino healthcare workers, who are also more likely to contract COVID-19 than their white colleagues.
And so we have to acknowledge that, and we have to listen to them.
Dr. Julie Morita is the executive vice president of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, which, for the record, is also a NewsHour funder.
Healthcare workers are also part of our communities, and some of these communities have reasons to have distrust of the healthcare system, distrust of government, because of historic and ongoing discrimination or mistreatment or experimentation. We have to talk to them and hear what the concerns are. What is the information they need to feel more confident and comfortable getting vaccinated?
Ferrer found herself having that conversation not only at work with colleagues, but also at home with her wife.
When the vaccine was first made available to both of you, did you both jump at the chance to get it?
No. I mean, not me anyway.
Dr. Clarissa Dudley is a pediatrician who also works with D.C.'s Children's Hospital.
I'm assuming that she's going to be on board with me. And we're like, well, should we get it on the same day? Should we get it on different days? What about side effects? And she was like, I'm not getting that vaccine. I was like, wait a minute, I'm in charge of this vaccine process. How can you not get the vaccine? And then she started, you know, giving me all these reasons.
What were those reasons?
I am Black first in this country, and that has with it a lot of baggage, to tell you the truth. And so my public health degree, the culminating experience that I did was related to the relationship between Black people and physicians. And that relationship has been a cantankerous one. And so those are the kinds of things that are deeply embedded and challenging to overcome, even within someone who's a scientist. So I want to get away from the word of hesitant, because I think it's that people in the community are being thoughtful about the vaccine.
You used the word thoughtful. Fair to say there's mistrust?
Oh, absolutely.
There's skepticism?
A lot of mistrust, a lot of skepticism.
Were you surprised when you saw that even among healthcare workers, there was that level of skepticism?
I was not, because like having had that experience, having had the Black experience, that level of mistrust has always been an underlying current.
In their discussions at home, Dudley says the science led the way.
She helped me to kind of look at the data, because I wasn't looking at the data at the time carefully. And so to carefully look at the data, gain knowledge for myself so that I could make a decision that was not only that I could support, but that I could like encourage other people to support.
And do you agree with that, or what do you think?
Once Dudley was on board, Ferrer enlisted her to convince their colleagues.
I know that our staff, particularly our environmental services staff, is many Black Americans and Latinos. I knew that her as a messenger would resonate far more than I would.
Especially hearing it from somebody who was also very hesitant to begin with.
You ready, Karen?
An early challenge, calming fears over a rushed vaccine.
We talked about the branding early on. I was like, oh, that's probably not a great idea to call this whole vaccine distribution as Warp Speed.
It's also a challenging public health message for people who are resistant or hesitant for receiving vaccines.
As time went on, the doctors found that following up paid off.
If you text them and say, hey, we have an extra dose and I saw you the other day and you said no, but are you interested now?
Were you really doing that, like following up with people over text saying,
oh, yeah.
I know I just saw you,
well,
but
yeah,
what do you think about
today? A lot of
people
would say, this is the third time you've asked me, Dr. Ferrer. But again, it also requires that because we know also from market research that it takes 17 touch points before you're going to even consider something.
For Keitra Williams, that's what made the difference.
She just kept providing more and more information. You know, any question she was willing to answer. So I would be texting her saying, what do you think? So she was very instrumental in me getting the vaccine.
Also key to acceptance, ensuring access is easy.
So what's the first chance I had to get it? Here, at this location.
Nikisha Quarles works in patient registration at Children's Hospital. Today, she's getting her second shot.
I watched a couple of colleagues for like 30 days just to see if they had any like reactions or side effects that I should be aware of. And I was encouraged to get it, so yeah. I did.
This is my girl right here.
Christine Brown works security at Children's. A COVID survivor, she also had early doubts and waited.
I heard like different stories, like some of them said, you know, a lot of people say, well, the shot gave them headaches. They were just mainly talking about the side effects of it.
After a few weeks of consideration, Brown opted for the shot. Today, she says it gives her a sense of peace.
That's it.
For Dudley and Ferrer, earning the trust of their colleagues is the necessary first step to wider acceptance.
One of the reasons why the CDC decided to vaccinate healthcare workers first was because typically healthcare workers are seen as trusted members of the community. We made a very concerted effort to ensure that our vaccination rates could get as high as possible, knowing that that had future ripple effects in the community.
Recognizing that our community is dying, Brown and Black people are dying at significant rates, and we need to do something to try to limit the despair that's happening there.
Patience and persistence, they say, are what it will take to keep the vaccine effort moving forward. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Amna Nawaz in Washington, D.C.